A week-long showdown in the Senate over one of President Bush's court nominees reached full boil yesterday. The leader of Senate Democrats, Tom Daschle, announced his caucus could block a vote on the nomination of Miguel Estrada for a seat on the influential District of Columbia Federal Appeals Court. The threatened filibuster would be the first against a circuit court nominee, and it marks a new low in relations between Democrats and the newly restored Republican majority, NPR's David Wellnub reports.
Daschle said it was not without concern and disappointment that he went to the Senate floor to announce that Senate Democrats had decided to prolong indefinitely a week-long debate on Miguel Estrada's nomination.
There is no doubt that we have the votes to sustain whatever procedural efforts are made to bring this debate to a close, and I would hope that would not be necessary.
Daschle said he'd allow a vote on the Estrada nomination on two conditions. First, that the Honduran-born attorney provide full answers to questions on his legal views. Daschle said Estrada stonewalled a Democratic-run Judiciary Committee hearing on his nomination last fall. And second, that the Bush administration turn over legal memoranda that Estrada authored while working for the U.S. Solicitor General during the Clinton administration. President Bush's annoyed response came a short time later as he was going into a White House meeting on welfare reform.
Miguel Estrada is highly qualified, extremely intelligent. He has the votes necessary to be confirmed. Yet a handful of Democrats in the Senate are playing politics with his nomination, and it's shameful politics.
If politics are being played, Democrats aren't the only players. On the floor of the Senate, Orrin Hatch, the new Republican chair of the Judiciary Committee, emphasized that Democrats were acting against a nominee who's Hispanic, without mentioning that Republicans are assiduously courting Hispanic voters.
Why is this Hispanic person going through this? I'll tell you why, because he's an Hispanic conservative Republican who they're afraid will tip the balance of power on the Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia and might even be considered for the Supreme Court of the United States of America, and they're going to do everything they can in their power to delay his nomination.
Hatch insisted that while Estrada had responded to questions during his hearing, his answers were not what Democrats were looking for. But Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd, who broke ranks with his party to vote for some of President Bush's more controversial cabinet nominees, said he simply had not heard enough from Estrada to award him a lifetime appointment to the nation's second most important court.
Instead of honestly and openly answering questions about his judicial philosophy, Mr. Estrada decided to keep quiet and to take his chances, to roll the dice here on the floor of the United States Senate, hoping that the dice would be loaded in his favor, that there would be no way to stop this nomination from going forward.
Dodd is one Democrat Daschle is counting on for the 41 votes needed to block a vote on Estrada. But in a 49-member caucus, there are several Democrats, including Louisiana's John Breaux, who plan to support Estrada.
At the very best, this is a close call. I mean, he's a qualified person and has the highest possible recommendation from the American Bar Association. The biggest argument I've heard against him is he hasn't answered all the questions.
Republican leaders have not yet called for a vote to end debate on Estrada. If and when they do, it could be a bellwether for other controversial nominees still ahead. David Wellnub, NPR News, the Capitol.